This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's a beautiful time of year in southern Arizona. We're so lucky to live here, aren't we? I mean, I'm not talking politics, but topography, geography, ecology, mammalogy, flora, fauna. Oh, yeah. A special place. You know, during my brief tenure in college, I was told by a professor that there is more diversity found driving up the Catalina Highway. That's the highway to Mount Lemmon out near Tucson, to the tip top of that mountain range. There's more diversity found driving that road than you'll see driving through several eastern states. Well, I mean, yes and no, I guess, but I get the point. A book about plants or animals of New York State may as well include several states that surround it. There's not a lot of difference going on back there, but drive up that Mount Lemmon Highway near Tucson and you can travel from 2,500 feet to 9,000 feet in elevation and life zones galore. Or you can leave Tucson and drive any number of directions and find life zones galore. When I drive from my home near the banks of the Ojolote to Tucson, I travel through grassland, Chihuahuan scrub, oak woodland, Sonoran scrub, Sonoran desert. And as I approach Tucson, I'm always excited about hedgehog cactus blooming on the side of the road, fairy dusters blooming as if they're plugged into an outlet. Oh my gosh, blue Palo Verdes. You talk about electric yellow. A lot of color, a lot of color for a fellow who left a drab grassland. You know, that's just starting spring. And yay, yay to that. Come on, give me some color, I shout at home. Green would work. Yeah, green is good. And ask and you shall receive, I shouted the other day. Lycium pallidum, pale wolfberry, leafed out and is blooming. Stop the presses, leaves and flowers. They're sprucing up the grassland. And you know, other plants will follow. Oh, yeah. Lycium pallidum is wolfberry, one of about 100 species found around the world, usually in arid landscapes, dry, arid areas, and one of about 10 species in Arizona, but one of the most common, this Lycium pallidum, throughout the state. The leaves are pale green on branchy spinescent shrubs. Spinescent means the end of each branch is a sharp point, so like thorns. Ooh, yeah. Flowers are whitish, greenish, purplish. I looked in my one of my favorite books, Hortus Third. Oh, you've got to have a copy. It actually said flowers can be greenish, whitish, or purplish. Very cute. And there are big old flowers on this Lycium pallidum, this pale wolfberry. 1 inch long, easy. Those flowers will be visited by bee species, hummingbird species, and I gotta wonder those flowers aren't visited by moths. As moths like the flowers of tomatoes and eggplants and chilies, all the plants in the same family as wolfberry, the nightshade family, Solanaceae. And what moth doesn't like a funnel form flower like those found on wolfberries? Pale wolfberry produces a good-sized fruit. You know, will turn reddish. But it's food, well, okay, of course indigenous people, but it's food for creatures that like fruit and seed, lots of seed in a wolfberry fruit, in a wolfberry berry. So mice and birds. I mean, wolfberry's a regular smorgasbord for wildlife, from nectar and pollen to its fruit, right? So a cool plant for your yard, your wild and crazy yard, you got to have that. To have a wildlife garden, it needs to be wild and crazy, unkempt, not formal, but messy and wonderful, just like the top of my desk, probably the top of your desk. Also a cool plant to have in your yard to remind you of all the interesting places you've seen it, right? It ranges from like 3,500 feet to 7,000 feet in elevation throughout Arizona, so you're going to see it. Lycium is named for an ancient Greek city. Pallidum is probably referring to those pale green leaves. I mentioned there are other species right around you and me, right? Oh, gosh, I found wild Lycium when I used to live in Tucson. I found wild Lycium growing in alleyways. Is that cool? It's very cool. Hey, we are in our spring membership drive here at KXEI Community Radio, and we are asking you to help support this amazing radio station. I say help support because we're all in this together. We're all helping to support this radio station. And yes, I'm a member. My name is Petey Mosquito, and I'm a member. I'm fond of the sustaining membership. I picked an amount that's given every month And you can do it too. It can be a small amount, but pretend you're an accountant and multiply that small amount by 12. So $5 a month, $60. Whoa! Take $10 a month, $120 a year. Whoa! Give as much as you can afford, right? If you're feeling magnanimous, of course we'll accept $10,000. And that would come with a Petey Mosquito thank you hug. Actually, $5 a month will get you a hug as well. We're all in this together, right? Hugs are on the house. So please call 623-1000. That's the number. And to make a pledge, or go online to kxci.org, kxci.org, and pledge in the privacy of your own cluttered, messy, unkempt desk. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting this community radio station. KXCI is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.